head to the Stanley Fencing Gates hotline for a longtime friend of the program, Barry Trammell, who writes for the Oklahoman, joins now and, I guess, coming soon to an SEC press box near you. Barry, how are you?
Well, I'm good. How's things in Knoxville?
Well, warm, but it's okay. I know that it wasn't that long ago you were at Big 12 Media Days. Was there any hint of what we've heard about Oklahoma and Texas while you were on the road covering that?
Nope, no hint at all. This was a well-kept secret. I applaud the people who kept it secret on both sides of the conference divide. It's hard to keep secrets these days, but they kept a good one. Sort of like those guys who came up, Greg Sankey and Bob Bowlesby were among them that came up with the 12-team college football proposal, playoff proposal. That one stayed quiet for a year, so I don't know how they're doing it, but who knew Americans could keep a secret anymore?
Barry, I wonder, I saw a report that the Big 12 offered Texas and Oklahoma an additional portion of the revenue share. Do you think that to be true?
Oh, I'm sure it happened, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I don't know what to what extent or if they even got to a specific offer.
It just said half
a share. The eight remaining
schools
are scrambling. And, their economic future is pretty murky. Some will probably land on their feet. Some might not. And, this is financial danger for them. And so I think all options were on the table. The problem with such an offer is this just takes us back to the early days of the Big 12 when the conference formed and they did not have equitable revenue sharing. And they split things up on a variety of different parameters. And it led to bad feelings and ill will and the mess that eventually begat what we see today. So, I think that did happen. But I think by the time the news broke a week ago today, I guess, it was a done deal in terms of the decision by OU and Texas. They were, I think, mentally out the door.
I read where more than 30 Texas lawmakers have filed legislation to require government approval for Texas to leave the Big 12. Has there been any such situation in Oklahoma with lawmakers trying to keep Oklahoma in the Big 12?
Well, there's been petitions to the elected officials, OSU people. OSU sort of became aware of that something, they didn't know any specifics, but they knew something was up 6 weeks ago when the grant of rights extension first came up in the Big 12 and OU and Texas did not go along with extending it. At that point, they knew something was up. They didn't know what. And at that point, donors and influential OSU people began petitioning the governor, Kevin Stitt, to exert pressure on OU to stay if something came up. In the last week or so, I know that various people have contacted the congressman from Oklahoma. And, we got five in the U.S. House. I don't know about two senators, but I know the U.S. House delegation has been contacted about doing something, but there's nothing they can do. Legally, there's nothing they can do. The governor could put some pressure on the regents since he appointed some of them, but, this is not, it's and same thing in Texas. It's a little bit of a show in Texas, and that's whatever's happening here would be the same.
Brett McMurphy of the Stadium reported that Oklahoma and Texas could play in the SEC in 2022. Do you think this could go down that quickly?
I think it will. Oh. You don't see a lot of lame duck situations in modern realignment. A&M, Missouri, Nebraska, Colorado, when they left the Big 12, they were playing the next year. Maryland and Rutgers got out quickly. West Virginia and TCU joined the Big 12, playing immediately. That's just the nature of the beast in modern in modern times. It will cost Oklahoma and Texas a lot of money, but financially in the long run, it's better. And, you know, there are various reports out there about how these things could be paid off pretty quickly. So I expect the SEC to include Oklahoma and Texas by next summer.
You mentioned what the governor has said or perhaps might or could do, but when this went down before and there was the thought that Oklahoma could leave, the governor said not without Oklahoma State. Is this the same governor that was in power then, or is it a different governor?
Now, which timeline are you talking about?
The last time that Oklahoma was exploring perhaps an opportunity to leave.
Oh, okay, back when we had the big one.
Yes.
It's a different governor. Let's see, the governor, 1810. That was two governors ago.
Okay.
And, this guy's actually an old football player from Norman, as it turns out. I actually covered his high school football team a little bit 30 years ago, but he actually went to Oklahoma State. So he's got ties to both to some degree. Clearly an OSU supporter. He had a suite at Boone Pickens Stadium. I assume he still does before he was governor. But, you know, there's really nothing he could do.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a – there's no state law in play here. It's sort of, the regents, not the state legislature, not the governor, run the university. Everybody, I mean, that's been that way forever. So I'd just be stunned if there's anything that anybody could do. Where you get involved with this kind of stuff, and this is what happens in Texas a lot, is more so than the politicians, but the big boosters get involved. And in Oklahoma, we don't really have the booster involvement that you see elsewhere. You see in Texas, and, you know, Oklahoma State had Boone Pickens,
mm-hmm.
who was basically a Texan. He's, you know, based in Dallas, and everybody, he wielded a pretty good stick, even in Oklahoma, but not that big of a stick. So, you know, I just don't, this is a runaway mind train that's not going to be stopped.
All right, because that was going to be my next question. You don't see anything in terms of any surprise hurdle that either Oklahoma, you did mention the big boosters in Texas potentially having their feathers ruffled, but you don't see anything that would slow this down?
No, I don't see anything. I think, the SEC votes tomorrow and the OU regents, I think Texas regents the same, meet Friday morning. I think it'll be official by Friday afternoon, and then the only question is when, and that becomes a negotiating situation with OU Texas and the Big 12 office.
You mentioned the Big 12 scrambling. Do you see the Big 12 merging with another conference?
No, I don't. The eight remaining schools don't have a whole lot of television allure, and that's part of what caused us to be at this place as it is. And, you know, OU and Texas shouldered so much of the load in terms of the television package value. I don't see it. You know, I don't see where a merger would not. I don't see anything like that. Now, it's possible that the ACC or the Big Ten or the Pac-12 could expand and pick off a school or two or three or even four from the Big 12. I don't think that it's imperative that all those conferences get up to 16 and match the Big 12. I'm sorry, the SEC in number. If you remember 10 years ago, 11 years ago, when who was it first? It would have been the Big Ten expanded first, I guess. The SEC soon followed. There was sort of the belief that, hey, you needed, eventually we're all going to get to 16. There are going to be four leagues of 16. The PAC was trying to get to 16 with the Big 12 teams, and that was going to be our platform to get to a 14 playoff. And so you had to position yourself to get to 16. Well, we got to the 14 playoff without 16 team conferences. So I don't think the same motivations are in play. Somebody might decide to do that. The Big Ten might decide to go to 16, but I don't think there's any kind of gravitational pull in that direction.
Mayor, I've seen the exit fee as low as $38 million, as high as $80 million for each school, Oklahoma and Texas. Do you have an idea what that number is?
Yes, it's basically $38 million a year. That was the last main payout per year, non-COVID. So I think that's what's going to be based on. So if they left 2 years early, it would be $76 million per school. That's what we've sort of been basing everything on, is the $76 million. That can be negotiated. Nobody wants a lame duck situation. It doesn't do OU and Texas any good to play out the string in the Big 12. Frankly, the Big 12 would prefer to get on down the road and figure out what they're going to do. It sort of leaves everybody in limbo. So I don't see – that's why I think quick – immersion into the SEC is the likely scenario. There was a report out of Austin yesterday, I think it was, that the Longhorn Network, which was a 20-year deal paying $15 million a year to Texas, it's either 10 or 11 years left on the contract. There was a report that ESPN is ready to just cut a check to Texas to get rid of the Longhorn Network, just pay it off, cut their losses, and Texas would turn around. That would be $150 million. Texas would turn around and hand that money over to the Big 12 and say, here's the money, let us go right now. And I don't know if that's what's going to happen, but that's one scenario by which everything happens very quickly.
Barry, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Obviously, there's still much to discuss, but we'll look forward to doing that again with you very soon. But thank you so much. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you later.
You bet. See you guys later.
All right. Thank you. Barry Trammell of the Oklahoman joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.